A drift track on Ghost Lake returned to the reservoir west of Cochrane, and quickly became a popular destination for car racing enthusiasts in January after photos and videos of drivers navigating the icy turns went viral online. The Cochrane chaos continued where they'd left off at the end of 2021, earning a victory over the Lethbridge Eagles on January 9 to extend their winning streak in the Alberta Junior Female Hockey League to 13 games. On January 24, Rocky View Schools reversed an earlier decision to temporarily ban the division's sports teams from competing in tournaments against teams from other jurisdictions. The reversal came after RVs updated its return to school operational plan on January 11, which included a caveat that sporting competitions would be limited to two teams at a time. That decision was made amid a spike in COVID-19 cases province-wide, which had led to a high percentage of absences in the first 2 weeks back at school following an extended winter break for Alberta's schools. Springbank Phoenix basketball coach Brian Hunter launched an online petition to oppose the decision shortly afterward, garnering more than 1,500 signatures. The Cochrane Curling Club hosted a sold-out men's bonspiel on January 21 and 23, with more than 30 rinks competing over the weekend. Cochrane Generals forward and captain Patrick Ford rifled in his 50th goal of the 2021-22 Heritage Junior Hockey League season during a win over the Airdrie Thunder on January 28. Back-to-back wins over the Thunder cemented first place in the North Division for the Generals, securing the Cochranites' home ice advantage for the HJHL postseason, as well as a bye through the first round. Ford was just the second Generals player in the team's history to achieve a 50-goal regular season.